a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. Big old Godzilla blow up outside of the Kia right here, the Wasatch Front Kia in Ogden, just off of Riverdale Road. Look for the big Godzilla. And you come inside, you can high five Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback. We got Jazz gears. There were still Jazz t-shirts were still given out, and while supplies last, come down, grab them. They still have the price tags on them from the team store. So let's move these things. This isn't a charity situation. This is new stuff. Yeah. We're trying to just help you out and get you some jazz gear here.
I saw something today, and I thought about it. And it really was annoying to me.
Oh. I love when stuff starts off like this.
You want to know
Do
what
tell.
It is?
Yes. Okay.
It's like making Alabama and Texas A&M like the game of the year.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And the only reason it's the game of the year isn't because it's like, oh, yeah, these are the two best teams and you got it, blah, blah, blah. It's because the coaches were fighting before the season started.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, we're all going to tune into this game. So for 2 seconds, at the very end of the game, they go up to each other and they shake hands. You know what's going to happen? They're going to give each other the wave from a distance.
The COVID wave?
They're not even going to go and say hi to each other.
I guarantee they go say hi to each other.
But who cares? So you're saying that the reason we have to tune into this game is so we can see two guys
in their
shake
60s.
Hands at the end of the game.
Although I think I
heard it and I just like, ah. No, we want to watch good football games. We don't care about Nick Saban and
if I cared
and
about
Jumbo Fisher,
if Jumbo, if you
Jumbo
cared about
Elliott,
if you cared about
what's his name,
it's Jimbo Fisher.
Jumbo,
yeah,
Jimbo.
Jumbo Fisher.
So Jumbo Elliott's a football player.
I remember Jumbo Elliott.
Where did he get the name Frank?
Where did he get the name Frank?
Who had Frank? I forgot that.
I can't remember either, but I go, but it was a pretty like, his name's Frank? How the heck did he get the name Frank? And it was like, that's like a pretty common name, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, Jumbo, you have questions. Jimbo, you might have a couple questions, but yeah, these two guys.
I don't know. I just heard it and it just annoyed me.
If you wanted to get some drama on a middle of the field handshake.
If you want drama, go watch The Bachelor.
Just go look at all of the, Just go look at all of the what's it called? All of the games that Jim Harbaugh's in.
Right.
No, everybody across the field, nobody likes him. Scott, at the quarterback challenges, was he by himself because no one liked Jim Harbaugh?
So here's the thing. It was the off season. Like, people aren't, like, going, okay, we're in midseason. Let's compete against each other for him.
Right. You're just doing,
it was a friendly – It was a friendly situation.
But there was a little bit of money on
and
the line.
Everybody.
Nice.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of money on the line. And everybody was friendly, and at least tried to be friendly. And Harbaugh was serious. He was like, I'm in it to win it. And like, he worked out for it. I think that was the thing that really got
irked people. Everybody is that he was trying to get ready for the
he was trying to get ready for the you know, the deal.
That's the kind of stuff you don't like.
No.
That's a guy.
And to his credit, he won it. So, you know.
He trained and he won it. All right. Yeah. Well,
He even got the golf carts out, and he trained throwing to the golf carts. That's how serious he was about it.
Yeah,
because he lived in a gated golf cart. Or
you guys all did
golf course.
Don't
community.
Do this. You're like,
and he went out on the driving range, and he got all he borrowed carts.
So did you?
No,
I mean, you lived in a gated golf cart.
No,
community.
I'm just mad that I didn't think about it. It's a brilliant idea.
All right,
I could have actually done it, and they would have liked it. They would have been, all right. Yeah,
let's kick off this hour here. I've got some stuff to bring up. Some people who we've asked you as fans to weigh in on who you'd ban in the state of Utah athlete-wise. So let's jump into the cut right here. It's the top of the hour, so why not?
The other question. Undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut brought to you by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utes all trust, so you got to go visit them. Visit uofuhealth.org. That's uofuhealth.org. Proud sponsors of the cut. Which athletes do you want to ban from the state of Utah forever? Now, this was based off of an early morning text. Did you send this out?
I did.
You did. See, Scott does work. I'm assuming.
I'm working 24/7.
Can I ask you a personal question?
365. I'm always thinking about our show.
Did you send this text from the toilet?
No, I was actually.
That's a fair question.
It's a fair
though.
Question. Some of my best thinking happens early in the morning.
Some of our show prep happens.
Okay, tell me an individual who's living today that doesn't get up and the first thing they do when they wake up is they go to the bathroom. That's we all do that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing.
And phones are in the bathrooms. I mean, let's not mess around. People,
look, if I'm in there, I don't want to just sit there and do nothing. That's boring.
That's what we did before.
So it's called multitasking. Okay. I do the one thing and the other thing at the same time.
Okay.
I get all my daily reading in for the day. I get educated on what's going on in the world.
Okay, so
you know, I get the, you know, the brain juices flowing, so I can make it through the day.
So Scott,
but no, I was actually in bed.
Scott sends this text out, and he says, "Hey, we should ban people from the state of Utah. We should ban athletes from the state of Utah." And it had a story attached to it, and it was a KSL.com story, right?
Yes.
And so it's just a regular news story about how Vladimir Putin has banned 1,000 American citizens from coming into the country.
And I'm sure they're heartbroken over this.
I'm sure they are.
Their lives have been altered forever.
This isn't people who had to turn around and get off of a flight that was headed to Moscow.
Right.
These are people who are not going to be there anyway.
How am I going to get into Russia?
But see, that's the thing. Vladimir Putin does the thing that a lot of insecure people do, which is preemptively ban you. All right?
Yes.
And the preemptive ban on athletes, or the preemptive ban on these politicians going into Russia, had us thinking, you know what? There are some guys we should probably ban. A person who you'd be fine never seeing again set foot in the state of Utah, and maybe they feel the same way about us as Utahns, but doesn't care. We don't care. We want to just say it first.
Yes.
We're going to just say first, we're going to ban you. So I've got a couple that have already come in. It's kind of an informal Twitter poll here we've been doing. And so one of my friends reached out and said, look, you know I'm not a big sports guy, but I've been trained not to like this person. And he sent me a picture of James Harden. And, like, I mean, Joel, if you're listening, buddy, I get you.
See,
I get you. This is exactly what, like, those are the faces. And they're usually because they make an impact of some sort. They make a competitive effort against your team. Maybe they beat your team. That's almost part of it. If these guys are beating you, then you definitely don't like them.
See, I don't know that it's that they're beating you so much as it's kind of – there are people that do it in a way that's, like, classy, you know. But there are other people that do it, and it rubs you the wrong – like Luka. Luka kind of rubs you the wrong way. And he's an amazing talent, and you'd love to see that. You love these great talents.
There was
a time where a guy like Michael Jordan, even though he pushed off, and it took me like years to get over that.
Yeah, a lot of people said Michael Jordan, but you're
I never, actually, I wouldn't be banning Michael Jordan.
I'm not going to kick the GOAT out of the state.
No, I'll tell you who I am, though.
This is the guy who comes to the state, by the way, a lot quite often because he plays golf up in Park City. Yeah. Is Michael Jordan.
Let me the guy on that team I am going to ban.
Who
is Rodman?
You're not a big Dennis Rodman. Oh, because he ripped on Utah.
Yeah, he goes,
this place sucks.
This is the most boring place in the world. I don't want to go here.
And so you famously stayed in Vegas.
You don't
want
to be here?
We don't want you.
We don't want you here.
Banned.
Banned.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ronnie Cicely came up a few times with some people.
Can
Chris
you explain
Paul.
Ronnie Cicely to me,
I don't know.
Please?
I think it's just – I think that, you know, if you had a couple of, like, series against the Jazz, I guess that, you know, if you say
did
something –
did I miss something?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the history is of Ronnie Cicely. Yeah. Derek Harper, there was a trade involved there with Derek Harper. People were still grumpy about.
No, Cicely was a trade. He did not want to come to Utah. That was where this came from. He's
he's
never coming there.
Oh, Ron Cicely?
Banned.
Yeah.
City.
Banned.
Yeah. One of those
he's
guys.
Banned.
You're out.
Well, he's a guy that, like, you know, like South Beach.
Wasn't it? And Matt Barnes was the guy who said he did the hashtag nightlife stuff, right, about Utah? Banned. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't.
Green.
Draymond
banned.
Green banned, banned. For sure.
Yeah. He's out.
For sure. He's a guy who makes fun of the players here, the city here, the state. Russell Westbrook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you banned Russell Westbrook.
Are you
That's
kidding
a name that
me?
Came up. Well, because here's why.
Please explain.
We may have gone a little bit too far over the edge, so we need to kind of like reach out and kind of do the fellowship thing. Plus, when you start to stink, like we start to feel bad for you, and then we kind of open our arms of fellowship.
What
you
do is you let him in on a limited visa. And only to play a game. He can't go anywhere in town. He has to go from the hotel to the arena to the airport.
Would you go as far as to make him read some propaganda? You know, I've always loved Temple Square this time of year.
That's not a bad idea, but why you want Westbrook is because he's so terrible.
I think this guy might
be. So you want the Jazz to play him because he's not very good.
This guy,
and that's kind of how I feel about James Harden right now.
I'm joking a little bit about some of these guys, like because James Harden.
Kind of joking about all.
James Harden is like a nice. Is like people are like, oh, he's a nice dude, and I'm like, yeah, I think he is. But he was hard to watch play in those series. But a guy that I could that I think that Utah really, there's a two way street of hatred, and it's legit, is Vernon Maxwell.
Yeah,
that's a guy who constantly is going at Utah. They're for no reason. Like no one in Utah is thinking about Vernon Maxwell. And then Vernon Maxwell will go, F Utah. And you go, excuse me? Like, where is this coming from?
We just want to get rid of him just because we know he's never going to come here. But
he doesn't want to come here.
We need to move on.
But we're banning.
I got a name for you.
Give me one.
It's not come up yet. Do we ban Gordon Hayward?
No. No.
No?
No, he did ruin 4th of July. A few years ago?
Yeah.
He did ruin 4th of July a few years ago for us. But I think that everybody, like, feels sorry for him enough that he that you go, yeah, you know what, Gordon? You had the broken ankle, like, as soon as you left here. And we kind of do the well-wisher thing. Now, that being said, he never –
So is that what happens like when he leaves? You go, hey, break a leg, you know?
If people leave and their career starts to go downhill, we almost feel like, yeah, we almost feel vindicated, right? We're like, yeah.
Oh, I do.
Darren Williams, you didn't have as much success there when you left. Well, fine, we don't hate you as much. Darren Williams is a guy who would easily have been on this list years ago. We've, like, come around to forgiving him. This is a guy who we saw the back and forth with he and Jerry Sloan, and you just don't mess with Jerry Sloan.
All right, I'm gonna give
but
you another.
But he's not on the list. People are gonna keep him here.
I'm gonna give you another one.
Ban him.
And I'm gonna tell you why.
Who is it? Ban him.
And it's because of an action he did that basically slighted Utah Jet. Why are we banning only
basketball players? Well, we don't have an NFL team here. I think people were being nice about not wanting to get into a Utah BYU battle.
Yeah.
It was very nice of each other. Very nice of the fan bases to
do
that.
So I'm gonna ban LeBron James.
Why?
Because LeBron James, think about when he was an all-star captain, they voted Rudy Gobert on the team last on purpose.
On purpose.
And I think that's bullying.
Ban him.
I think it's very mean.
But hold on. Here's
and it's mean-spirited, and we don't accept those
kind
of things
argument.
Here.
Here's
so LeBron is gone.
Here's my argument.
LeBron is gone.
Here's my argument. Why do you want to ban Michael Jordan?
I'm not banning Michael Jordan.
No, I know, but like in the – In 1999,
I might
ban
Scottie Pippen.
In 1999, 2000, the feelings were too raw.
Yes,
that you would have been like ban Michael Jordan, hate him, pushed off, hate him.
Yeah,
those feelings were still very, very raw within those first couple of seasons after the Jazz didn't win those finals. But I will say in LeBron James' case, you don't ban him because he always loses here for some reason, right?
Oh, so this is a Westbrook thing as well.
Right. Just like
so it's a limited visa.
Right? Limited visa. Bring him in to play basketball games.
Arena, hotel, and airport.
You're not allowed.
You can't even go out and eat.
And you can't stay at the Grand America anymore. No. You're going to stay at the Little America.
Yeah.
All right? So still nice, but it's not the Grand America.
It's not the Grand.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. Those are our list of people we could ban.
Is there anyone else? I feel like we're missing
Max Hall would be banned from Rice-Eccles
Stadium.
Well,
yeah, but that's –
No, I know. I'm just saying.
So what Utah player gets banned from BYU?
Oh, probably Tyler Huntley for saying they so poo-poo, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's some guys who over the years who have, like, absolutely hated the other team, and they've made it known. But most of the time, it's just rivalry stuff. It's good. It's rivalry stuff that's good. BYU fans and Utah fans probably would want to ban Nick Emery right now.
Everyone, right?
Everybody.
They don't.
But, like – Don't come into this arena. Don't come into this arena either. BYU fans, they're shaking hands on that one.
He could go to Utah Tech.
He could go. Yeah, he could get some play up at or down.
It's
in,
down. Way down there.
Way down there.
Yeah, way down the list.
I hate that. I hate that when people go, oh, where is he? Oh, yeah, they're up there in Arizona. And you go, that's down, buddy. And then you go, well, is it really down? It's just.
Well, see, when you
we
go.
We drove down there. You drive down the hill down there.
You are. When you go. We've talked about this before.
I know. You're actually.
When you're going up the earth, you're driving uphill. And then when you're going down the earth, you're actually going, you're going down there.
Oh, freaking Magellan over here. What you got here is you're going up. You're going up because you're going uphill on the globe.
Well, and there's true north, and then there's magnetic north.
Okay.
And the further up in you go, you have to, like, adjust. So there's compass recalibration.
Okay.
So not only are you going uphill, you have to. This is a true story. This
okay.
is true, real stuff. You actually have to do compass adjustments as you go further north. Otherwise, you're not going to go north. You're going to be going like northwest, or because it's a spherical thing that got.
Yeah,
going
Cortez
on.
Over here, just figuring it all out.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, think about, like, if you're flying from Los Angeles to, like, London, you fly over, like,
Greenland.
Canada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've done it.
So that's the shortest.
I've done it, dude. Come on.
Right, so it's the same thing.
All right.
And you're going uphill there as well.
Let's take the break. Uphill. What happened? Well, we're going up the hill up to Greenland, you know? Well, we're climbing that hill up to Canada there. The thing is that, like, you really are, when you lose elevation, you're going down to Arizona, you really are losing all that elevation.
Do you have any idea how fast this Earth is moving?
We are
flying around. Like, this thing is
almost
spinning.
700 miles an hour.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary how. Have you ever stopped and seen how fast the Earth is moving? Like, have you ever laid on the ground and watched?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I took one of my favorite.
You can actually
see. So listen, one of my favorite classes that I took in college was astronomy. I took it because I was like, this will be easy. One, it was not easy because there's a ton of math and physics involved.
Right.
But two, I had my entire world expanded, like where I was just like, you get an idea of how small you really are and how small the Earth is, how large the universe is. And you start getting into this, like, Bill Walton, like,
Well, we're in the belly of a dinosaur. You know that, right? Did you not know that?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody knows that. I mean, y'all are laughing at me like you've never heard this before.
Oh, my gosh. All right. See, that is why I can't have – this is why I can't have nice things, Scott, like nice conversations with you. I can't bring you to Thanksgiving. You guys know we're the belly of a dinosaur, right? And then your aunt goes, do tell. Tell me more. All right. 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.